If you're not running TikTok shop right now, then you're missing out. And in this podcast episode and YouTube video, I am going to break down exactly how you can start leveraging TikTok shop to grow and scale your Shopify e-commerce D2C brand. This is specifically geared towards e-commerce brands that are using Shopify. And the reason is because of the integration with TikTok. Over the last few months, TikTok has built a great partnership with Shopify that makes it very easy to connect your store to TikTok, similar to Meta, similar to Amazon, some of these other third-party platforms, and plug in your product feeds and run your store on the platform. Why am I talking about TikTok Shop right now, and why is it important to you as a brand owner or an operator? The main reason being TikTok is pushing shopping harder than it ever has before. I'm not gonna lie, when the platform first launched, I was pretty hesitant to shop overall on TikTok. Main reason being, the approval process was taking forever. We were working on a couple of these integrations in store launches on TikTok, and there was just a lot of bureaucracy, paperwork, and approvals were taking a lot of time. We just didn't know what was going on. But over the last 6 months, TikTok seems to have been able to resolve a lot of those issues, and now they're doubling down as becoming a social shopping platform. So obviously TikTok has a lot of attention, eyeballs, and users on the platform. And their whole goal now is to not only sell you products on the platform, but turn those existing users and viewers into paying customers. And their whole objective is to run TikTok just like Amazon. They want to integrate and be a mix of IG and Facebook and Amazon together. Why is this important to you? Well, anytime there's a new marketplace that launches, there's an arbitrage opportunity. There's a period of time where there's a lack of efficiency in the market, where people are trying to figure out how to use this and how does it work. And also, users are not as familiar with seeing shopping ads and seeing the shopping components on TikTok as they are in other platforms. Think about Facebook ads 5, 7, 8 years ago. People weren't as used to buying through a Facebook ad or through a TikTok ad as they are now. Now it's more challenging than ever before to actually acquire and get a customer to purchase on those platforms because people are so used to it and they've got banner blindness. So the first thing we're gonna talk about right now is how do I actually connect and actually run this TikTok shop. First off, you're going to have a Shopify store. You're going to have to be actively selling products that are in compliance of the TikTok platform. And you're going to have an active TikTok account. You're going to have an active TikTok business manager and an active TikTok ad account. The first thing you want to do is get all the infrastructure set up on the platforms, right? You want to make sure you've got a product feed. So a couple of the product feeds that we've been using for brands right now, one of them's called Ownbase. Another one's Silk IQ. Another one's Aftership. And the last one is Silk. Those are just four different product feed apps that you can plug into your Shopify store and then connect those feeds directly to TikTok Shop once you have it set up. What these product feeds are gonna allow you to do is one, incorporate your feeds into TikTok Shop, but it's also going to port all your orders into Shopify. You're gonna wanna control all those orders in Shopify because you're not gonna wanna have to be processing those orders daily through the TikTok platform. You can do that. There is the ability. TikTok has made this really simple. If I was selling like Lola's dog tag right here, right? If I was selling this little dog tag on her and I had a little shop, I could totally run everything directly through the app on my phone. I highly do not recommend doing that. That would be such a pain in the ass. It's going to break all your systems. You're going to have to get your business verified. You're going to have to go through all of the business verification, tax ID, paperwork, everything you need to make sure that the account structure is all taken care of. This is super important, because if you provide any false information here, or you're missing documents, you're not going to get approved to actually be able to sell on Shop here. Get all those approvals done, get a product feed integrated. Once you have those things, you'll be able to import your product feed into Shop with the approval. Once it's in Shop, you can actually change the name of your descriptions. There's some AI that they've built there to make the listing a little bit more attractable to your actual
customers
on the platform. So once you have all of this set up, you're ready to start marketing. And how do you market and sell products on TikTok Shop now? The first way is really the simplest way, and that's just to continue doing what you're doing with organic social. Create great viral style content that's going to get organic views through video and is going to attract users to then buy your product. You can tag your product in different organic videos that you post on TikTok on your brand page and drive traffic and get people to post. I'm not a big organic guy. I don't like viral content. You can't predict it. You never know what's going to go on the next day. You never know what the algorithm's going to do. So personally, my favorite, if I'm on a platform, I'm running ads. But the great thing here is what we specifically do when it comes to running ads is we take our top performing reel style content, either in TikTok ads or on IG and Meta. This is usually going to be UGC. It's going to be demonstration videos, testimonial videos. We take the top content there, turn those into TikTok ads, and then we drive traffic directly to TikTok Shop. So what we've noticed here is we're getting cheaper CPMs by keeping the user on the TikTok platform than if we drive them off. Honestly, we never get really great traction running ads from TikTok off to other websites. But with TikTok Shop, we've seemed to be getting rewarded in the auction and we're getting great results for clients at the moment. One thing that's also super important here is you need to manage your account daily. So you need to make sure that your customers are happy. Just like Meta Shop or Amazon, if the customers that are buying your product are not happy, you're gonna get potentially shut down, your quality ranking is gonna go down. So it's super important to have a really solid return policy. Make sure that your customers that are buying on the platform understand what that return policy is. It's also really important to be shipping daily. You do not want to wait 2, 3, or 4 days to ship on TikTok. People want the order immediately. And if you do not get these orders out, you're going to have a lot of cancellations. And the last thing you want is to TikTok to cancel your orders. I digress, back to running ads. Running ads is going to be your number one source here. Find out who your market is, have a good compelling offer, talk to them right, demonstrate the product, run ads there. This is going to be the best way to get momentum. And obviously, TikTok's going to reward you in the auction because you're keeping customers on the platform versus letting them go somewhere else to another website and leaving. Now, this is what I'm most excited about. TikTok has launched their own creator affiliate platform. This now allows you to connect with the top creators on TikTok that are actively involved and signed up for the affiliate platform. It makes it really easy for you to go in, create an offer, present that offer in the affiliate network, and connect with other creators that are looking to actively promote products. Honestly, I am blown away by how much time and money has been put in by TikTok into building this creator affiliate network. It's genius in my opinion. The creator space and the affiliate space has become so fragmented that it's extremely challenging to communicate with these creators and to get them set up and actually get them moving. TikTok's really taken a lot of that fragmentation from multiple platforms, different CRMs, combined it all into one and made it really easy for you to work and to message with creators, see how much they've sold, who they've worked with, what type of content they're producing, connect with them right there. You then, once you connect with them, you can give them a certain offer. Once you guys negotiated that and they've signed up, you can easily send them product. Send them samples. Once they get those samples, they're going to create the actual videos and then they're going to post organically on it. When they post and tag your product, they're obviously getting thousands, if not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even millions of views. Depending on how much momentum they have and attention they have on their platform, they're going to generate sales and then you don't have to do anything else. Everything's handled by TikTok. The commission splits get paid out to them. You get paid out the rest and everyone wins. From here, you can actually take their Spark code, which is the unique code to the creative that they're generating, and you can run ads against that as well. Obviously, you want to make sure the unit economics make sense, but let's say you're paying out a 10-15% commission, then you're running ads against that. If you can make the numbers work, it's a great win-win for everyone. And obviously, you're not shelling out any money out of pocket to get this creative in the first place. The creator's creating it and everyone wins. The marketplace, the brand, and the creator. Let's go into some of the pros and the cons. Well, one of the pros is right now, TikTok is giving massive discounts to their existing users to buy on the platform for the first time. If you've logged into TikTok recently, you've probably noticed that there's 40% off almost everything in the store. That 40% off is not being given by the brand. It's being given by TikTok overall. Let's say I am buying something for $100 for the sake of discussion here. And I see something I like, regular price is $100. It's on sale, 40% off for $60. Well, let's say if I bought that product, let's say I bought this shirt and it was $100, TikTok's giving me a 40% off. It's gonna pay the brand out the full $100 and it's gonna eat that 40%. The reason TikTok's doing this is they want to acquire paid customers. Remember, they own the customers on the platform, and that's where we're gonna get into our next discussion, which is, what are some of the cons of the platform? Well, some of the cons are, you know, you could be spending money to be building this channel and you don't own the customer, right? It's like Amazon. If you sell on Amazon, you know those customers are owned by Amazon. You don't have the opportunity to get the customer data. What you do have is the opportunity to get users to experience your product for the first time and buy. You're getting customers products in hands, and hopefully you're getting them to come back again and again and again and buy from you. This is top of funnel discovery. We want to get more products into hands and we want to get more people using it. Another con of the platform is that you could get shut down for whatever reason. If there's a compliance issue, if TikTok feels like something's going on and your account's going down, you could be doing tens, thousands of dollars a month, 100 grand plus a month on this platform as a channel, and then one day it just shuts down. There's a lot of volatility in these platforms and we don't know what's gonna happen. But at the end of the day, when I look at the pros and the cons, I'm gonna say you should be using TikTok Shop and you should be leveraging it now. There's an open blue ocean space where I know a lot of people that are just selling random products and making a killing. Get on the platform right now, get things set up and learn it. Focus on it. Do your best to really leverage this as much as possible right now. And I guarantee you, you're gonna get some results. I hope you learned something. And if you want my team to help you set up your TikTok shop, reach out to me below and we'll get a free audit for you. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.